You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
Let's do it later.
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy?
Fall Guy. That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
This is ESPN Radio's Barton Hahn Podcast.
It's hour number two, Barton Hahn, Alan Hahn, Bart Scott, ESPN Radio, and we are presented by Progressive Insurance. We got people hot and heavy today, Bart. I mean, there's a lot of people that are dying to give their take on this little topic. Like I said, it was on Get Up this morning. We were just kicking it around, and it's just a simple question. I'll reset it for you, and it is this. The Warriors are one win away, could be tonight, of reaching their sixth NBA Finals in 8 years. They are the favorite, according to Vegas, to win the championship. So if they do, that's Steph Curry's fourth title. He's got multiple scoring titles. He's got multiple MVPs, multiple championships, and four would equal what LeBron has in this generation. And so it just begged the question, like, is he closing the gap on LeBron when it comes to the player of this generation? And I dare you to tell me, like, how has LeBron changed the way we play the game versus how Steph has changed the way we, meaning me, meaning regular people like me, meaning my kids, your kids, the way you play in your driveway? Like, the game has changed. Just watch last night as the Heat missed 37 threes. 37 missed. And they just kept shooting. Like, that's the game now. That's where we are. And why? Because Steph Curry made it cool. And the way he plays, I mean, there's no Trae Young without Steph Curry. So you understand where I'm going with that. Some people are saying this is a ridiculous conversation. Some people say, no, I see it. And Bart, one of those people that when I mentioned it and brought it up, perked up right away and said, no, I see it, is Patrick Beverly. And he joins us right now on the phone. P-Bev, how we doing?
I'm well. How are you, brother?
But that ain't really what we want to ask him. First, we want to ask him about was that baby cashmere that he had on.
The cardigan.
You like that?
It was that baby cashmere. Like I'm known as the cashmere king around here. And if you upstage me, I mean, I got to step it up to some alpaca or something like that. You know what I'm saying? But I'm balling on a budget. You know what I'm saying?
Don't go too far. Don't live out of your means. But it's solid though.
So it was cashmere confirmed.
Confirmed. I don't know, bro. I don't know me. I seen something. I like it. I liked it. I bought it. It was, I don't look into all that.
It looked comfortable. Yeah. Really, in the end,
cozy
that's all
vibes,
that
though.
There you go. Cozy vibes, no doubt. So, as we were talking about, though, Pat, is, you know, the Steph LeBron thing. We've already gotten a few people that have said this is a ridiculous conversation and that Steph is not in the same category as LeBron. I feel like that he's definitely closing in for all the reasons I just outlined. How do you feel about that?
I mean, it's hard. I mean, it's hard not to say he isn't. Most 3-pointers, ever made, and on a year where he didn't really shoot the ball particularly well this year either. You talk about the chips, you talk about the scoring titles, you talk about little kids with Stephen Curry jerseys all around. You talk about little kids trying to shoot from half court all of a sudden now. you factored all that in with the championships. Obviously, if he gets a chance to do that tonight, if he has a chance to do that this year, closing. I think they're both in the league of their own, and both of those leagues are two separate leagues. So, I put him up there with the best of them. Sure.
You know what's crazy is nobody had any debate when we were talking about this same conversation about Kawhi Leonard a couple of years ago. Like, hey, if Kawhi gets another one, and if he's able to win one with the Clippers, he's right there with LeBron. So how can Steph, a guy that's been in one organization his entire career, that's done it the right way, that didn't go out and search super teams or put super teams together, not be in that same argument? I mean, we have Kevin Durant in that argument. And if you have the same amount of championships during the same era, how is that even a debate?
Yeah, and all the guys you're naming, what, 6'6 and above.
Right.
You know, let's go hype factory, 6'1. And he's been dealing with a lot of injuries. He's been able to, you know, to stay the course, to stay with it, to stay healthy. And, I mean, you know, man, what they say, man lie, women lie, numbers don't, right?
Yeah, man.
I mean, you really can't. You can't not put him up there, you know?
Patrick Beverly joining us right now on the show as we were talking about Steph Curry and his legacy. And you said something, and actually it was we were during a break, that really caught my attention the most when trying to make different cases for this. You've defended both guys. You've defended Steph. You've defended LeBron. You've probably defended Steph mostly. And you said something about preparing for playing against him that really struck me.
Yeah, I think it's you never seen a guard like him. I mean, I don't think you ever will. Like you, a guy shoots, I don't know, three threes, misses three threes. You kind of know for the rest of the game. All right, cool. I kind of got him from the 3-point range. He might be scared to take some shots because of confidence, because he missed it, whatever. I mean, this guy misses three threes. He gonna shoot another one. I can't let him get hot. You know, like right. It's not of a. I mean, scouting for him, adjusting to him. You're talking about a game where I feel like I have to be locked in from the tip until the buzzer's off. You know, mm-hmm. I can't lose sleep. Can't be in help side. Can't be trying to offensive rebound because I know he might get open on his end. So, I mean, it's a lot that goes into it, man. You cannot deny him. You know, you cannot deny him. He's 25-5 in the playoffs for a reason. Shooting over 43 from the clip. I mean, you cannot deny him. Can't.
It's almost like Rip Hamilton, Reggie Miller, and Ray Allen had a baby. And throw his real daddy in there, Dale.
Yeah, that was pretty good shooter, too.
He has all those skill sets. I mean, because he's running off picks and screens, pin downs. And
we haven't even talked conditioning, right? Even talked conditioning factor, too, which is having to chase him, but he just doesn't seem to ever get tired running around all those different screens. So, all right, with that in mind, and we're talking with Patrick Beverly, we have one game tonight where if the Warriors win, they move on. They were up 3-0 in the series, so obviously history says they're going to win this series. And then the Celtics obviously face a game 6 now where they can end the series. Do we already know who's going to be in the NBA Finals, Pat? Can we already kind of predict, all right, this is the Finals? We already know.
I don't think it's fair to already predict, but the human nature of us can, you know. Mm-hmm. Obviously, Boston's playing well. The Heat, on the ropes right now. Dallas on the ropes right now. So the human aspect of it, yes, you can assume that it's going to be Boston and Golden State, but, you know, the game still has to be played. You never know with this game.
What does Dallas need to do with Luka? Like, you again, being in the West, you're with Minnesota, so you see them regularly. Is he one of those guys that you think about how, like, we play him the night before, I'm really focused on this? Are they a team to watch for the future, or do you think he had a nice run, but I'm not worried about Dallas just yet?
No, I think they have a nice team for the future, and I think they have a great coach. You know, you think about Tim Hardaway Jr. is not playing. You know, they made – I mean, he was the second lead scorer for them last season, mm-hmm. In the playoffs. They made a trade, got Porzingis out of there, got Bertans and Spencer Dinwiddie. Like, you know, that's just half a season with those guys. So, I mean, I like the initial core of it. You know, do they need a rolling five? Yes, but, you know, everyone in the league does, you know. So it's not like that's a – particularly a concern for them. I just like their makeup, and they're not healthy also. Like, they're going to go back to summer like, man, what if we would have had Tim Hardaway? What could have we done then? So, and they have a valid point. So, I don't think this is just, you know, something Dallas just came up with and that's it. I think they're going to be here for a long time, and they have been.
You know, me and Alan's been having this seat at the table discussion on this show for a couple of weeks now, and we've been talking about maybe Jason Tatum having a seat at the table and what he had to do. You know, oddly enough, we had Jeff Van Gundy on yesterday, and he thought that if Boston made it to the finals, that Boston should be the favorite because of that team. If that's the case, if everything that Jeff says kind of plays itself out.
Jeff who?
Jeff Van Gundy. I'm sorry, Jeff Van Gundy. Does this elevate you know, Jason Tatum to superstar. Well, he's already a superstar, but, you know, you talk about, like, almost Giannis.
Yeah, the table has, like, the table has five seats, right? Like, and we could probably name the five players in the league that would be sitting at that table. Ooh. It's the five. Well, all right. LeBron, obviously. Steph, obviously. We just named them. Kevin Durant, obviously, right? There's another one. Now here's where obviously things get dicey. Is it Kawhi Leonard? Is it?
Did we say Giannis? Right?
Is it Luka? It's Giannis. I'm sorry, I forgot about Giannis.
And Kawhi Leonard, right?
Yeah, and Kawhi, right?
That's five.
So,
well,
right,
if Kawhi comes back, right?
Kawhi has to play.
We're assuming, yeah.
Yeah. Do we bring another chair to the table and add a sixth seat? And now Jason sits down at that table. You know, it's a very exclusive table. Like, that's one of those you can't reserve it, right? No one can go to that part of the club, but those four guys or those five guys can. Can Jason get a seat at that table if they win a championship?
If they win a championship.
But how about if they – yeah, just getting to the finals maybe, I think. Maybe just start there.
I don't know about that. I mean, you're talking about a healthy Kawhi. Like, you know, I think he has a higher percentage, winning percentage ever in the NBA. So, like, you cannot not have him. We talk about LeBron. We talk about KD. We talk about Steph. We talk about Giannis. So, yeah, I don't know, he might have got to get another table.
But that's a table over.
All right, and that's not to discredit him. It's just that's an elite group who've, you know, proven champions over and over again too. So it's not just, you know, the numbers and stats. It's chips behind it also. So to take one of them out the table and, you know, and to replace them with, you know, Jason Tatum again. Not to discredit JT. I love his game, bro. I love what he brings to the game. I love his size, everything he has to the game, but, you know, to have him with a year of success, not just a year of success, I mean a year of success in the playoffs, going this far and just taking one of those guys out, I don't think that's fair to them.
If you were starting a franchise and you were taking a player 25 and under, is the debate between Tatum and Doncic? Do you have another player that you'd say, no, I'm starting my team with this guy? Or is Luka just like the easy answer?
I mean, Luka's the easy answer, obviously, because he's pick and roll playmaker, and he, you know. But, yeah, Jason Tatum is definitely up there. I look at Anthony Edwards, too, you know. So, and I'm not just saying that because he's my teammate.
Oh, this is Anthony. This is a pro Anthony Edwards show, for sure.
Yes.
It took me a while to get Allen on board, but you know what I'm
saying?
I was on that boat from the start.
You were.
Yeah. So, I definitely say those two, for sure. You put a little Trae Young in there, you know, so for sure.
You like Trae Young? I mean, again, these are guys you have to defend. Like, you look at him as somebody that you think is that guy?
Yeah, he's the closest. I wouldn't say – that's a bad analogy. I wouldn't say the closest thing to Steph, but he presents some of the same problems that Steph present. Like shooting with deep range, have to trail over every pick and roll, shoots the floater shots, the same shot as he shoots, throws the lob with. So, you know, him and Steph Curry have a lot of similarities.
I tell you what, you know, I always say this thing that I learned from Bernard Hopkins, who's a friend, not name dropping or anything like that. But
you just did.
You know, he always says what's built lasts longer than what's born. And when you look at Luka, you look at Zion, how frustrating is it when you look at it from your standpoint, you being a self-made guy, a guy that's worked his ass off to get to where he is, and these guys can't control their diet to be able to be the great players, to be able to sustain the level of excellence. Because if Luka was in great shape and was able to push the ball and push the pace, then, you know, this series may be in a different place.
Yeah.
Like, how frustrating is it when you see great talent not have great desire?
Discipline. Yeah.
I mean, everyone goes through it. I went through it. I went through a phase where I got hurt. I didn't know how to, you know, I didn't have my personal trainer. I went on a contract where I can have a personal trainer around me all the time. I gained 10, 15 pounds. You know, I think that all goes with age and years. I don't, you know, but you know, for guys like that, you know, that's something that you can control. I don't think that's nothing that you can't control. You know, everyone has to go through that little phase where you're trying to figure out yourself. You don't know if you need to add weight, add muscle, get caught up in the middle, out of condition. You play a good year, I don't know, contract year. You know, maybe. You feel like you want to rest more, don't go as hard as much. I mean, all that plays into the factor. But I think everyone goes through that. I don't think that's just one person.
Yeah, it's that place where when you're young and you look back when you're a little bit old and you realize, like, I wasted a couple of years there because I just didn't know. But once you know, it's that athlete nirvana when you reach that place where you're still physically able to do it and your brain tells you, exactly what to do. You're smart enough, smarter than you were when you were younger.
Yeah, for sure.
We'll leave it right there. Hey, Pat, Bev, great to talk to you. It was fun working with you this morning as well. All the best. Thanks for the time.
Thanks, brother.
All right, Patrick Beverley. He's with the Timberwolves now, but Bart, I did try. I did say to him, let's work out a trade. What's it going to take? Well, let's work out a trade. The Knicks need a guard. New York loves tough guards like him.
Need a leader.
Guys that respect defense, get after it defensively. He kind of has been around New York a lot. You see him at Seaport. He's done a lot of shows for ESPN. I mean, who's to say he couldn't play for the Knicks and work for ESPN at the same time?
I'll pull a little Brandon Marshall.
He'd have to. Yeah, exactly. That's right. Brandon Marshall did it with the Jets. I can't understand why he couldn't do it. But so far, I have not gotten a call back from the Timberwolves front office. Does not sound like they're interested.
They're not taking your calls.
No. Coming up, we got more calls on this topic because a lot of you want to sound off on, again, what we were just talking about with Patrick Beverley regarding Steph Curry. The road to the rematch is on as, scroll it back down, guys, bantamweight champ Juliana Pena and former champ Amanda Nunes go head-to-head as coaches on the historic 30th season of The Ultimate Fighter. Stream the series now exclusively on ESPN+. Sign up now at ESPNplus.com. All right. Oh, I see what we're doing here, Bart. This is my turn. I thought it was your turn. My bad. More of your calls coming up, but first I want to tell you about Masterworks. Miracle on Ice, Helmet Catch, Flu Game. Clutch moments like these separate the winners from the losers. So when a market's sometimes down 16%, 50%, 92%, who's pulling off the win? We'll look no further than this exciting market with a global value of $1.7 trillion, and it's only going to get bigger. In fact, the experts predict it's going to grow by another $1 trillion in less than 5 years. Now, here's the cool thing. You don't have to be a baller or a team owner or a Bart Scott to get in on the action. All you need is a smartphone, and it's not betting. It's way more impactful. Check it out. It's called Masterworks. They've already got over 400,000 members on their platform, and ESPN listeners like you get priority access to skip the wait list. Just go to Masterworks.com, promo code HAN. Masterworks.com, use my promo code HAN. Masterworks.com, promo code is HAHN. See important Regulation A disclosures at Masterworks.com/CD. And there's no guarantee of profits, and investing includes risk of loss. Barton Hahn, Alan Hahn, Bart Scott, ESPN Radio. NBA playoffs are on ESPN Radio. Tune in tonight, Game 5, Western Conference Finals, Warriors and Mavs, presented by Indeed. Coverage begins at 8:30 p.m. Eastern on most ESPN radio stations. You'll hear yours truly. I've got the pre. I've got halftime. I've got the postgame. Mark Kesicher, PJ Carlissimo, George Sedano on the call. They're back in the Bay Area for Game 5, trying to put a wrap on that series. And if you're the Warriors, don't mess around, right, Bart? Like, you just don't mess around.
Don't
because, like, the Mavs could get hot again and make some threes, and then suddenly you find yourself going back to Dallas. Don't do what the Suns did and not take it seriously.
Yeah, every game's been hot, too. Every game's been close, right? And it's just pivotal moments where the experience.
Yeah, one quarter. The third quarter, usually. Yeah.
And I tell you what, man, like, Dallas kind of found something about how to attack that zone that they have. So, you know, we need the Warriors to get hot. And, you know, if we all know that if they get hot, you know, game on, because the games that the Golden State Warriors, won, you know, they were just missing their shots. It wasn't that they weren't getting the shots.
Yeah, the uncontested
Bullock,
threes.
Just right. Imagine if Bullock would have just hit 5 out of the 10 that he missed the other day.
Well, 5 out of 10.
That would have been
good.
15 points.
Yeah, 5 out of 10 is actually 50% from three is amazing. I mean, if he just hit 2 of them, maybe it makes a difference. But they were hot in the first 3 quarters, then they went cold again. That's why that game went from 29-8, because Dallas in the fourth quarter just missed 10 in a row from downtown. This three-point shot has made games so volatile now. It's essentially whoever shoots the three better is going to win the game. Like, it's been amazing that one team is horrible from three, another team is great from three, and the game is decided that way. Or both teams are terrible from three, but the Celtics are smart enough to, like, drive and get to the line and all that stuff, and they can win. The formula of these NBA games now, it's no longer just wait to the last 5 minutes, because in the last 5 minutes, the game's over.
Yeah.
It's already over. You know, it's no longer that. All right, back to the calls we go. Curious to see what people think about, again, our little debate, little conversation that we had going on here. Let's see. Is it Arkansas where Antonio is? Is that where we're going? Arkansas.
Yes, sir. Little Rock.
Little Rock. Beautiful. How are we doing?
Hey, man, doing great. Yes, exactly. Yeah, earlier I was actually with my guys whenever y'all was talking about this, but we loved the conversation you were having earlier because we call about astute analysis from you guys. And we heard about how you were talking about Kyle Larry's derriere situation, and I didn't have a chance to see that because I was listening to the game on the radio last night. So if you could elaborate and give me a visual of what that looked like, I appreciate that.
Well, we talked about
he's
that
in
high
uniform
ass. He got that high ass looking like Nicki Minaj, like he was about to get ready for a twerk video. Like, yo, bro, like you need to cut some LBs, man. Them hamstrings are growing. You know what I mean? Like, yo, Kyle, yo, you can tell when an athlete, you know, when they get into that later part of their career and it's hard for them to control their weight, especially since he's always been a little chunky to begin with, even when he was in Toronto. Like, you know, when you get 34, 35, like, he's an older player too because he played 4 years at Villanova. Yeah. So, like, his years in the league doesn't represent his true age. And you can tell, man, when you start not seeing no cuts in the arms, no veins, you're like, yeah, this dude down there, like, you know, he coasted.
He's heavy. Yeah, you could just see it. He's heavy. He's not moving that well. He's actually a lot slower. And is it hamstrings? Is it conditioning?
Hamstrings is part of conditioning.
Yeah, no, you're right about that. But, yeah, I think the caller thought you were describing a suit he was wearing when you were just, no, that's what he looks like in uniform.
Yeah, I saw, yeah. He like, yeah. Everything is Daisy Dukes.
All right, we got plenty of people on hold. We want to get to your calls. We'll certainly do that. We also have coming up audio files where you'll hear more headlines in the world of sports. So much to do, and we're just halfway through it. Barton Hunt, ESPN Radio, and the ESPN app.
Seconds on the clock. How many things can you name that are always growing? Your relationships, your skills, your customer base. How about businesses on Shopify? Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify's there to help you grow. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/network, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/network now to grow your business. No matter what stage you're in, shopify.com/network.
Hi, this is ESPN's Mike Greenberg, and ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sports book of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me. From the playoff intensity to finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today, and new users get $100 in bonus bets for making any sportsbook bet. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details.
Bart and Han.
I feel like I'm in timeout. You remember timeout in the mall? Who remembers timeout in the mall? The kids don't remember timeout in the mall. That sounds like that is, come on, this is such a Nintendo video game kind of, I know it's a sample, but you know what I mean? Yeah. Like, it just sounds so much like, you know,
1990.
Right,
just some kind of a video game.
Yeah, like it had that vibe to it. So, because you know, when you walk, anybody old enough to remember what timeout was in the mall? Timeout was the arcade. Yes, kids, there was a place that you once had to go to play video games instead of in your house.
Put your quarter on that arcade. I got next.
Yeah, and somehow everybody knew that was your quarter. You could put a quarter down, walk away, come back and say, yeah, that's my quarter. And everybody, there'd be an honor system. Everybody's like, yeah, that's his quarter. They all look the same. How do you know? But that's just how it was. Exactly. But when you walked in, there were so many games playing at once that it sounded literally like that intro we just had there. Mm-hmm. And so it brought me back, a little nostalgia. It's Barton Hahn, Alan Hahn, Bart Scott, ESPN Radio. Speaking of nostalgia, Stranger Things, I believe that's dropping pretty soon, right?
I keep hearing, I've never watched Stranger Things. I hear that in The Shy. It's hard.
Can you
for me.
Please start watching it so you can catch up so we can watch it together? And,
it's
like,
just hard for me to keep up with series. That's why I stopped watching like Power and all that stuff.
When they start spinning off into other things, then you just can't keep up, right?
Yeah, Book of Canaan. Like, come on, Vicky.
But this
quit
is
trying
different.
To pay yourself.
Stranger Things is easy for you to consume, and it's right from our generation.
Is
man.
That the one with the family?
What family?
Oh,
it's kids. It's a bunch of kids. It's like four different 80s style movies rolled into like one series.
Is that the one with the black dude with the big jaws like Dwayne Wade?
I'm not answering that.
You know, okay. My bad.
Yeah, that just doesn't help me at all.
What's the one with the family? The man
with the family and
because my daughter watches all these things, man.
Yeah,
and I can't keep.
This
up.
This is one where there's a little girl. She has superpowers. And
oh no! Okay,
kind of
okay. This is different.
Thing.
This is different.
Yeah, no. This is.
Oh, this is us. Jaws.
It's totally different.
The Jaws with the dude with the Jaws like Dwayne Wade.
No, but I love it because of the nostalgia, like the scenes where you just say, I remember that. Like, I remember life like that. The BMX bikes or the shag carpet in the living room or the kitchens with the
season four?
Yeah, yeah. When is it dropping? Is it dropping like tomorrow? Like,
hold on, is it a little blonde haired girl, red haired girl in here?
No. It's a little girl. It's not little anymore.
Yeah, she used to have like blonde red
shaved
hair.
Head. No, but anyways,
yeah.
Man. I encourage you to check it out. You'll blow through it because you love this kind of stuff. It's also funny. It's gory. It's everything. It's everything. It's all like a whole bunch of 80s genres thrown into one. It's like high school. So you have that aspect of it with bullies and stuff. It's just all of it. Government conspiracy. All of it. It's great. Anyways. Let's continue with the calls. 888-SAY-ESPN, 888-729-3776.
Yeah, this Sadie Sink girl.
Yeah.
I think she lives, you know.
A lot of the,
my trainer used to train a girl from like one of those shows like that. My daughter loved her.
Oh, that might be.
And she lives in Summit.
I think I know what you're talking about.
Okay, never mind. Right.
We continue, yes, on the Curry wins another championship. Does he climb closer to LeBron James discussion, which, man, it's polarizing. There's either people that are like, yeah, and people that are like, hell no. So where are you? 888-SAY-ESPN, 888-729-3776. Let's continue. We go to Alabama and talk to Trotsky.
Yeah, how you doing, fellas?
All right, how you doing?
Hey, listen, I don't think you can compare the championships. Just hear me out. Mm-hmm. Okay, the first time they met, Steph beat LeBron minus two key players. Okay, so turn around the next year, LeBron beat the 73-win team. Let's just say hypothetically, they run it back, no superstar, no KD added. LeBron's going back-to-back. So
come on, man.
I just say you can't compare them because for two of them, you had KD and LeBron. You see what I'm saying? So
but we,
I just
no,
don't
but,
think
no, I don't know what you're saying.
But
because
that's head
like,
to head. But how about we just go
Kevin,
with?
Is Kevin Love what? Wasn't Kevin Love brought in to be a superstar? Wasn't Kyrie Irving brought in to be a superstar? Like,
but of LeBron's championships, he also won two of them with Dwayne Wade
and Ray Allen. Like
and Chris Bosh.
Four guys that's going to the Hall
of
Fame.
Famers. Yeah,
he played with four Hall of Famers.
Yeah, I think that's
nobody
what
ever says that.
That
like LeBron
debate.
Like drags some bums across the finish.
Yeah, but I don't know why, and I've seen a lot of this on Twitter too. Why are people just suddenly turning it into how LeBron did more with less, or you can't compare the two? You absolutely. This is not just about championships.
When LeBron,
it doesn't matter how Steph Curry wins the four, he's going to be the best player or the one of the best players on the team winning four championships. That's all I need to know. That's all I need to know. So from there, it's okay. Do all the other things that he's done, multiple scoring titles, the greatest three-point shooter in the history of the game, multiple MVPs. How many other things do I have to name
here?
He
did it in one
generational
place.
Player who changed the way you play. And right, and also in the same place, and players
nobody's
went to
putting
him.
Draymond Green in the Hall of Fame.
I just don't understand why.
Nobody's putting Draymond Green in the Hall of Fame. He played right, with four Hall of Famers for two of his titles.
Let's continue with this. Let's go. All right. Let's see.
I'm sorry. He played with
a lot
five.
Of people, a lot
I'm
of people
sorry.
Defending
LeBron
them.
Played with like six because he had Gary Payton and Antoine Walker.
Yeah. where are you going with that? All right. Let's go to, let's see. JR's in Texas. JR. Oh, boy. JR. You all right?
Yeah. Can you hear me?
Yeah, we got you now.
Hey, man. Just a couple points I want to make. One being that, you know, LeBron's always been compared to MJ.
Yeah.
And MJ, for his whole career, has had one of the top 50 players of all time, correct?
Yes.
So we can say, you know, okay, that's one. The second is Curry, we can say that he's had one of the greatest shooters of all time his whole career. Now, you go back to LeBron's titles. You want to bring Miami's titles in the game? That's fine.
Was Ray Allen that one?
That's half his titles.
Wait. But how many prime years of D Wade did LeBron have? How many years?
Three.
Whose fault is that? How many prime years did he have? It's because LeBron didn't stay in Miami. Who's to say they wouldn't have had more championships?
Dwayne Wade wasn't on his way down. LeBron, Dwayne Wade wasn't his choice.
Like, he's the one who decided that he was leaving to go back home to go to Cleveland. Like, he's the one that left. So, you know,
Dwayne Wade was in his prime years, was he not? Are we
he
saying
was.
Dwayne Wade was in his prime years? Are we saying Chris
no, he's
Bosh
saying,
was
what he's
the
saying
perennial
is how
All-Star?
Many of he, the Two. Point that JR is making is that Steph had Klay his whole career. But remember, it took them a climb to get to 2015 to win
the
first
he had
title.
Prime, he had prime Kyrie.
He had prime Kyrie.
And
then
prime,
Kyrie
prime
left.
Kevin Love,
and
prime
Kyrie
Kevin
didn't
Love,
want to be part of it.
Prime Kevin Love. And then when he won in the bubble, Anthony Davis was voted the
prime,
second best
prime
NBA player in the league. He was
yes,
voted number two in the league.
Yeah.
But, so but, where's LeBron struggle with bums?
I just don't get it. LeBron's done more with less doesn't make sense to me. LeBron has chosen
play with it.
Here we go back to the we're hating on LeBron thing, which is hysterical as we're talking about a guy who we're saying is a generational talent, and we never said that Steph has passed him. We're saying is he getting closer to him, and yet you're offended. And you know what? I love it. 888-SAY-ESPN, 888-729-3776 is the number. More of your calls, and also, will Colin Kaepernick make the Raiders? Interesting situation happening in Las Vegas. As Kaepernick getting back into the league, and something that Stephen A. said that I need Bart's reaction to. All that coming up. Bart and Hunt, ESPN Radio and the ESPN app.
Picture this. You arrive at your hotel. You have an important online meeting lined up with clients from all across the country. You have your laptop open, ready to begin, and the Wi-Fi is so terrible, you can't even connect. These types of stressful situations happen all the time, but they don't have to. When you book a room at La Quinta by Wyndham, you have access to their free high-speed Wi-Fi, so you can take care of those critical emails, join your meetings on time, and even unwind by streaming your favorite shows without having to worry. Tonight, La Quinta. Tomorrow, you shine. Book direct at LQ.com.
Tired of ads interrupting your favorite sports podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts. Enjoy shows like First Take, Pardon the Interruption, and The Low Post, available ad-free and uninterrupted. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app or go to amazon.com/ESPNpods. That's amazon.com/ESPNpods to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Bart and Hahn.
Bart and Hahn, Alan Hahn, Bart Scott, ESPN Radio. 888-SAY-ESPN, 888-729-3776 is the number. Let's see. Let's go to John in Pennsylvania. John, how you doing?
Hey, how you doing?
All right, John.
This is my thing. I'm a big LeBron fan, okay? Mm-hmm. And I think Patrick Beverley hit it right on the head. They are both great and pretty close, just in completely different categories, if that makes sense.
Yes, like, it does.
It's so hard to take away from one and give to the other, but as overall players, they both changed a lot of the stuff in the NBA.
LeBron
has become the free agent, and what he's done as far as business wise and being able to have flexibility, liquidity as a player to be able to move from place to place and be your own general manager, your own brand.
Mm-hmm.
And Steph changed the way we play the game.
Literally, teams, the way they approach the game, the way they look at how to play, all that stuff. And I'll tell you what, there's something to be said about the franchise itself and the Golden State Warriors. There's something to be said about how people should look at them, not Oklahoma City and collecting a million draft picks, and not the process in Philadelphia and how that's the way we should build teams. No, look at the Golden State Warriors and say, if you're the Boston Celtics, that's your future. Get your stars through the draft, develop them well, support around them well.
Danny Ainge had 1,000 picks. And listen, I think we don't give I think we don't give OKC enough about what they did. What's the little dude with the little stripe up his head, Schroeder, or whatever his name
Dennis
is.
Schroeder. Yeah.
You had KD, Kyrie, James Harden, Serge Ibaka. Okay. They did a good job, and I think hopefully they're trying to do that again by acquiring all these picks, and then they're going to start using the same Boston model.
Are you sure? Because it doesn't seem like it's
Shea Gillis. Shea Gillis?
Yeah. There's already rumors that they might move him. Big contract.
Let's go Knicks.
Oh, dude, 100%. Yes. You know that's what I'd be all about that. But I'm just saying that Boston right now with their two stars, with Brown and Tatum, mm-hmm. Marcus Smart is your Draymond. Like I can make all these parallels that tell you why I think, and it pains me to say, but it's true, why Boston, if they follow the same model and that same mentality, they could set themselves up to be what Golden State has become.
There were mistakes made in Boston. There were mistakes made too. Kyrie.
Well, that is true. All right. We'll continue with your calls in 10 seconds. Barton Hunt. It's Barton Hahn, Alan Hahn, Bart Scott, ESPN Radio. We are presented by Progressive Insurance. Coming up, we have, I guess, something happened on the morning show yesterday that we definitely have to discuss, Bart. Because my optimism suddenly skyrocketed after seeing the results of this. And we also have a message from another friend of the show who believes in us. And we love when people believe in us. That's what matters most. But, of course, what matters most is entertaining you and keeping you involved in the conversation. And we will continue to do that for sure. But one of the other headlines to talk about, along with, of course, the Western Conference Finals tonight, Warriors and Steph Curry and Steve Kerr and all them, one win away from another trip to the NBA Finals 6 and 8 years. That's what's at stake tonight in their game. And you get full coverage on ESPN Radio beginning at 8:30 p.m. Eastern. The Celtics are one win away. That's tomorrow, as they won last night pretty convincingly over the Miami Heat, who just looked done, looked tired. And that could be our finals, the Celtics and the Warriors. So we're talking about that, but we're also talking about some NFL because Colin Kaepernick has a workout with the Raiders, and nothing yet has come of it, but you bring a guy in for a workout, you know it's going to be very public. It's a very interesting situation, and a lot of people are anticipating whether or not Kaepernick can get back into the league. And I found it interesting that today on First Take, Stephen A. Smith had a response to all of the energy behind Kaepernick getting back in the league and how he belongs back in the league and he deserves to play, and it is something that has caused a bit of controversy. So, Bart, I want you to take a listen.
We've got NFL former and present players saying he should be in the league, even though he's been gone for 6 years. So now this ain't about the knee. Now this ain't about, oh, because we know he got screwed over. We know that. What I'm talking about is you football players who have played in the NFL, in some cases have won championships in the NFL, who know directly and specifically how arduous it is, how hard it is, how impossible it is to be an NFL player. Y'all don't realize that the ones who do say he should be in the NFL, you don't realize how you're disrespecting yourselves as NFL players when you just say a guy that's been gone for 6 years should be in the league.
Your thoughts, Bart?
I mean, not at all. I mean, when Dick Vermeil took a hiatus and came back, did we question him? When Joe Gibbs came back after, you know, going and being in racing, did that bother him? You don't forget something that you've been doing for over 30 years. You know, you might have to knock some rust off, but you don't forget how to do that. His body hasn't failed him. His body probably feels better than it's ever felt. Yes, it's been natural aging process, but he finished at 28 years old. No major surgeries, no major injuries. He didn't retire because of injury. The game was taken away from him because he took a political stand. And the reason why we believe, like, bro, every football player that's ever played can go out there and still do something right now. I don't care how long or how old you are. You don't forget that muscle memory doesn't go. Now, your ability to recover and all those things is what changes. He plays a position where he won't even take any hits. They made that position easier from a physical standpoint. So then if it comes down to mental is just about your football acumen. That's why Tom Brady, you don't think he's still as athletic as Tom Brady? You don't think his arm is just as strong? Like, it's about what comes above the head. So the fact that he's been out for 6 years doesn't mean anything to me. The game hasn't changed. It actually has came back to what his skill set and what he does best has done. So where has he lost? He has a fresh body, right? So even though he's 34 years old, about to be 35, his body feels probably closer to what a guy in his 32nd or 31st year would feel.
Yeah, he hasn't taken a hit in years.
Right. So if he's in physical condition, which when you look at him, you don't know what somebody's cardiovascular situation is. But from a standpoint physically, he didn't lose. He didn't gain a bunch of weight. He's not out of shape. He's not fat. He at no point has he ever got fat and had to get back in shape. Like, we watched George Foreman. Mm-hmm. Retire from boxing where you get punched in the face, was overweight, lose 50, 60 pounds, and come back and win the championship. And I think he was gone for longer than 6 years. Like, what are we talking about?
Yeah.
What are we talking about?
Now, as a backup, because Vegas obviously has their starters, Derek Carr. They just paid him. They brought in his best friend to be a wide receiver. So he's not going anywhere. But what capacity for Kaepernick, you know, can he become a useful piece for the Raiders?
I mean, listen, Jarrett Stidham is their backup.
Mm-hmm.
This guy said got paid a lot of money because they went against Jarrett Stidham when Bill Belichick lied to us once again trying to tell us that he was going to be the starter and they were fine with moving on with Jarrett Stidham.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, come on, son. So, like, you look at Teddy Bridgewater, right? A guy who was hurt and injured from that knee for a long time with the Jets, with the Saints. and he got another opportunity. So right now, it's really about Colin Kaepernick coming here, going about his due diligence, going about his business, and waiting for an opportunity where a team loses a starter or loses somebody that's on contract and brings him in or trades for him just because he may be a viable replacement or solution short-term and get a long-term job.
All right, coming up, we continue with your calls. Dynasty abounds and also the Power Hour. Stay with us.
Thanks for listening to the Bart and Hahn podcast. You can listen live to Bart and Hahn weekdays at noon Eastern on ESPN Radio or stream the video of the show on ESPN+. Bart and Hahn, the podcast.